This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathiran. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, I have enrolled in this ilm and tarbiyah course of Sheikh Bilal Ismail. And alhamdulillah, very useful, very beneficial. As part of the course in the first module, which is the book called 33 Lessons, which is a book for what Sheikh Bilal calls the new Muslims and the rusty Muslims, mashallah. So in that, as part of the first module, I also had the privilege of listening to a very short, about 20-minute reminder about the life of Dr. Sheikh Abdul Rahman As-Sumait of Kuwait. Thanks to the many friends I have in Kuwait, and you know, many times I've been there and I go there. His name is definitely not something new, but I learned some amazing things, and I want to share that with you, and then develop this on more on it. Now, very quickly about his life itself. He was born in 1947. He died on August 15th, 2013. He had an MBBS medicine from the University of Baghdad, and then followed by a diploma in tropical diseases from the University of Liverpool. He had a postgraduate MD in internal medicine and diseases of the digestive system from McGill University, Montreal, Canada. And then 1974-78, he did research in liver cancer and then he also worked in King's College Hospital in London from 2 years, 1979-1980. So here is a man who was highly qualified, highly respected, top of his profession, and alhamdulillah. So what does he do? He decided to dedicate his life to working with and helping the people of Africa. Quite amazing. One of the stories of his childhood as growing up in Kuwait, he saw something which, if you travel all over the Middle East, you see this practically in every country, which is migrant labor, India's, Pakistanis, Bangladeshis, and so on, who at the end of the day are standing, you know, on the side of the street trying to get to their housing, which is in segregated areas outside the city. And so he saw this in Kuwait. A group of his friends, while they were in school, high school, they saw these people. And imagine the heat of Kuwait, standing in the afternoon trying to get home, because what they did was, and imagine, this is the power of raising of children, how parents raise children. Abdurrahman As-Sumait and his few of his friends, they collected their pocket money and accumulated until they had enough to buy a second-hand car. And then they would drive whoever they could fit into this car to their places of residence every day without charging them any money. Now, this is where the internal, the heart, the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from. And as I said, the credit of this has to go to the parents of such children. So this is a very good place to start. So in Africa, he started with Malawi, which used to be called Nyasaland, and he started an organization called Direct Aid. Just to give you the numbers, they provided housing for 9,500 orphans, 95,000 student scholarships, 864 schools, 4 universities, 9,500 wells, 5,700 masajid, 102 Islamic centers, and they distributed 50 million copies of the Quran al-Kareem, as a result of which they had 5 million reverts. And this work was done in Malawi and in another 28, so totally 29 African countries. Sheikh Abdul Rahman As-Sumait, Rahmatullah alayhi, passed away August 15, 2013. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to bless him and to grant him Jannatul Firdaus bi ghairi hisab. The life of a person itself is proof, inshallah, of the acceptance of their life and of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is pleased with them, inshallah. We ask this for Sheikh Abdul Rahman. And also we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in our hearts to live lives like this, which are lives of significance and consequence. They are lives which the fact that they walked on the earth caused so much of goodness for so many people. This one man, Dr. Abdul Rahman As-Sumait, what he did by himself, what he started, and of course, obviously, there were people with him, his team, his family was solidly behind him, his children, his wife. But the initiative comes from him. He was the first man to go there. This, inshallah, is evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him, inshallah. Which brings me, and as a closing, I want to remind myself and you about the ahadith concerning the very important part in all of this. And this is the thing about Sheikh Abdul Rahman As-Sumait rahmatullahi alayh, that he is probably the least known, the least famous of the people who work in the field of da'wah of Islam. We have a lot of people with a lot of noise on the internet and so on and so forth, you know, making statements and giving, they give a half an hour lecture or a 1 hour lecture, and then before that there's all sorts of promotion and this and that, and come to my lecture and posters. And here was a man who did something which is more than probably the collective work of every living da'i that is there today, and yet no fanfare, you know, no social media, none of that garbage. And this brings me to that point which I'm talking about, which is to protect our ikhlas, to protect our intention, to protect our sincerity of our intention, and to avoid seeking fame. Make dua, say, O Allah, do not make me famous. O Allah, save me from fame. I make this dua for myself. O Allah, save me from fame. Let me be completely unknown except to you. In the At-Tirmidhi, two ahadiths I want to share with you. In At-Tirmidhi, Sahih hadith, that Ka'ab bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, he said, Rasulullah said, two hungry wolves sent against a flock of sheep cannot cause more damage to them than a man's eagerness for wealth and prominence causes to his religious commitment. I repeat, Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah said that two hungry wolves sent against a flock of sheep cannot cause more damage to them than a man's eagerness, and man meaning man and woman, eagerness for wealth and prominence. The man's or woman's eagerness for wealth or prominence, the damage that that causes to his religious commitment is more than the damage that two hungry wolves sent against a flock of sheep caused to that flock of sheep. So two hungry wolves sent against a flock of sheep cannot cause more damage to them than a man's eagerness for wealth and prominence causes to his religious commitment. The second hadith, a statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayh. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is explaining this hadith, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that the damage that eagerness for wealth and prominence causes to one's religious commitment is no less than, actually, it is more than the damage that two hungry wolves would cause in a sheep pen. And this is quite obvious. If there is sound religious commitment, there cannot be this eagerness, because once the heart tastes the sweetness of servitude to Allah and love for Him, then there will be nothing dearer to the individual than that, and he will give it precedence over other things. In that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diverts evil deeds and shameful acts from those who are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from all desire for name and fame, and from all desire to make money out of Islam. Islam came to us free. Let us make sure that if we are doing the da'wat of Islam, let us do it free. Let us ask reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, not from human beings. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahman rahim.